There you go. So, back in some time earlier, they went up to, Paul went up to Jerusalem, and Peter was there also. This is one of the first councils of the elders. We've seen it in Acts chapter 15. If you want to turn there real quick, we'll look at this. This is pretty important to understand the context of Galatians chapter 2. Acts chapter 15 and verse 1. It says, "And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute among them, and was determined, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and to the elders and ask this question." So they all met there, they all gathered together and talked about this very thing. Unless you are circumcised, like the custom of the Levite or the Judaites, law of Moses, you cannot be saved. Saved here in this verse is justification. So they disputed this strongly and discussed this. And in verse 7, we could drop down to what Peter's response was. After they discussed this matter and talked about this, Peter said in verse 7 that, "And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, 'Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles shall hear the word of the gospel and believe.'" The Gentiles will hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God knows the heart. He acknowledges them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did us, the Jews. And he made no distinction between them, purifying their hearts by faith. So Peter believed this. Peter believed that there was no distinction, that Jews and Gentiles were the same, but yet back in Galatians, he was being a hypocrite. He was telling these people one thing and living a different way. And so Paul here, as we turn back to Galatians chapter 2, is publicly refuting to Peter's face that, "Peter, this is wrong." Paul also said in Galatians chapter 2, chapter 3 in verse 26, that we are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Every single one of them. There is no distinction between Jew and Gentile. We're all saved the same way. So we're going to look at a few key words here. Some key words in our verses where you look at it and we break it down is knowing, justified, works of the law, and faith. You know, knowing this very first word, as we see in verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified, his first negative. Knowing is a term that gets loosely used in America nowadays, doesn't it? You know, it seems like you watch the news, you wonder when this world's going to end. We can't know when this world's going to end because of climate change. We may all die in 10 years, like some people are saying. Or nowadays, you don't even know what gender you are when you're born. You could be anything, even though you're a male or a female. You know? So how can Paul, here in this first word of this verse, say knowing, be dogmatic in saying that I know for a fact that this is true? And we can know this is true, right? And the reason we can is the Word of God. The Word of God tells us that this is true. You know, we are born into a culturistic, legalistic mindset of America where it seems like when we think that we do really, really good, that we're going to be blessed even more and more and more. And so we want to perform in order to do and to be blessed that way. And to God, it's just the opposite. He wants us to serve him. He wants us to honor him with our lives. You know, our confidence as believers in Christ is in an object. And the object is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ got the work done on the cross. He paid for our sins. We place our trust in him, and our confidence is in him. So the word knowing, the first word there, knowing is a word, it's a perfect tense participle. It stresses the state brought about by the finished actions of the result. It's in an active voice, meaning it's being accomplished by the subject of the verb. So the person that believes this is the one doing it. It is, the word means to be aware, to behold, to be sure, to understand. There's confidence in the word knowing. Knowing that a man is not justified. A man is the word anthropos, which is means all of mankind. Everybody, man is every single one of us. And the word is not is absolutely not. It's a negative saying. It's a strong negative saying. This is not. We are not justified by the works of the law. Justified is a judicial term. Justified is the word means is to render. That is, to show regard just or innocent. So it's a judicial term in the court of law that you're being rendered free, you're being rendered perfect, you're being rendered righteous because of somebody else, in our case, Jesus Christ. This word shows some 40 times in the Bible. So it is a word, a judicial term to declare righteousness. And this word is used 3 times in our memory verse. If you remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, we are born, we are dead in our trespasses and sin, and we need to be made alive. And the only way we can be made alive is through justification. Apart from justification, we're separated from God. So the next words are by the works of the law. The works is the word ergon, which is ergonomics. Works mean to toil. First of all, look at this. I wanted to point this out real quick. What we're talking about here is first tense salvation. So we're talking about justification. We're talking about free from the penalty of sin, the past, present, and future. Once we place our trust, once we place our faith in Jesus Christ, we are justified in God's eyes. I've got kind of out of whack there. So again, the word work here means to work or to toil, to put energy in, to work hard at. So we cannot be justified by the works, doing the work of the law. Here's the word work right here. It means to toil, by implication to act. It's a deed, doing, labor, work. And the law is generally a regulation or figuratively a principle. You know, the word law is something that we know a lot about, don't we? Some of us know even more about it because, you know, we put ourselves under law in a lot of situations where we're justified by grace. We can freely live by grace, but yet many times we put ourselves under the bondage of the law. And we don't need to do that. And what they're talking about here in Galatians chapter 2 is specifically Moses' law, the Levitical law, which we know there's over 600 laws that the nation of Israel was given. And these moral, civil, and ceremonial laws. And we know that, if you can answer this question, were the Jews ever justified? Were they ever declared righteous by keeping the law? And the answer is no. They never were justified by keeping the law. How we know that? Romans chapter 4, verse 1 says, what shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, was found according to his flesh. For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, does not earn his salvation, but simply believes on him who justified the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. The same words are the example of Abraham Paul uses also here in Galatians chapter 3 as well. So we know that we were never, ever anybody was ever justified by the works of the law. But then how are we justified? We've seen the negative, how we weren't justified. So how are we justified? So that we get a contrast statement, which is but by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ, another one of our key words. And faith is pistis. It means reliance on Christ for salvation, assurance, a belief, to believe. Some 244 times in the Bible it uses this phrase, faith. We understand it also in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Notice that. Simply places their faith, believes. The Jews first and also for the Greek. For in it, which is the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. In your handout, Paul knew and believed that we could not save ourselves by the works of the law. This is something that's really important to understand and know, because you'll talk to a lot of people, especially Catholics, that believe you have to keep the law. And this is a verse you can always go back to and use for that. And only through faith in Jesus Christ can we be declared righteous. Only through faith in Jesus Christ. So Paul, again in this verse, then he says, even we have believed in Christ Jesus. The we here in this second part of this verse is the Jews. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ. Again, the Jews were saved. They were justified before God the exact same way the Gentiles were. Not by the works of the law, but by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. You notice now in this last part of this verse, no flesh shall be justified, that instead of using man, knowing that a man is not justified, now we're talking about flesh, so we're talking about everybody. There's no exceptions here. We see there's some extra verses written here, and I got them on the PowerPoint. Some very powerful verses that say the same thing that you can use to drive this point home. Romans 3:19-20 is a couple of these verses. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth shall be stopped and the whole world shall become guilty before God. Every one of us are guilty before God because the law condemns us. But Jesus Christ fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law when he went to the cross and died and paid for our sins. When we simply trust Christ as our Savior, we're seen in him, in his, Galatians 2:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified. By the deeds of the law, by the works of the law, keeping the law, no flesh whatsoever will be justified in his sight. So God looks down, and people that are trying to earn their way to heaven by keeping the law or doing something other than simply trusting Christ as their Savior, those folks are not justified before God. They're condemned. Just the opposite. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Romans 3:28. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith, simple faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ apart from the deeds of the law. Galatians 2:21, I do not set aside the grace of God, for righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. That's such a powerful verse. Why did Jesus Christ have to go to the cross and die for our sins if there was something we could do to earn our own salvation? For as many are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident for. It's very clear, all these verses that drive home the same point. Paul is telling us that we cannot be justified by the works of the law, keeping the law in any way, shape, or form. So this verse to me is a freedom verse. This is a verse with all boldness we can proclaim to lost people that were not justified by any deed that we can do other than simply our faith in what Christ did for us on the cross, that simple work. So I hope you enjoyed that verse. I hope you memorized it, and let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time to look at your word, Lord. So thankful for people like Paul that wrote these verses under inspiration of you, and we're thankful that we can study them, Lord, and we can see how we're not justified and see how we are justified. And we're so thankful for Jesus Christ. We're thankful that he did go to the cross and suffered a horrible death, Lord, for us. And we're so thankful that we can be justified. You justify us because what Christ did for us, we're seen in Christ when we place our trust in him. And we're just so thankful for that position, Lord. We pray that we would make our lives count, Lord. We wouldn't be hypocrites, that we would be living a life that's pleasing unto you and wanting to see other people saved and grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And again, we're so thankful for this time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.